This episode is brought to you by Cloud Pano. Adding more revenue to your business is simple. Offer more value. With cloudpano.com, you can create 360 virtual tours and present them to your clients quickly and efficiently. It only takes 5 minutes to create a VR tour on cloudpano.com, and your clients will be thrilled. Plus, with the active community, you will constantly be supported by fellow digital media entrepreneurs just like you. Join the movement and try cloudpano.com today. Make sure to use the free demo and pre-sell your first virtual tour client. Then grab a Pro Plus membership. Get started for free at cloudpano.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is Rich Baum in Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz here in New York. And welcome back, Rich.
Welcome back, Brian. It's been a wonderful, busy but wonderful summer. It's been great.
Yeah, we took, as everyone knows, we took a couple of, we thought it was going to be weeks, but it ended up being about 3 months off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I both were able to concentrate a little bit on our businesses. You know, we both got some new services we're offering. We did a bunch of different things with Shooting Spaces between the webinars and whatnot. So it's been busy. And here we are back as promised. So it's good to be back. It's good to see your face and just be able to chat again.
Well, I feel like we've been doing a lot of stuff in between together with the webinars and everything. But I will say I'm looking forward to the fall season. Summer's over and it's going to be busy. And also looking forward to that PFRE conference in Las Vegas.
No, so, for sure. For those who haven't been following us, we've been doing these Facebook Lives with many of these presenters, and it's been great. Just getting a little insight as to what they're going to speak about and what they have planned, and it's going to be an incredible 2 days. I'm looking forward to it. So,
absolutely. So, what do we got today,
it's gonna be Brian? Fun. I also just found out that another real estate photographer out by me in Long Island is taking the same flights as me. So, you know, we. Gonna have a fun time the whole trip going back and forth. So,
oh, you're on the flight home with him too?
Yeah. Well, she asked me what flights I'm on, so I sent her my flight info, and she booked the same ones. So
that's great. That's
cool.
Great.
So yeah, so we're gonna get right to it with an Ask the Guys. I think it's good to start the season off with Ask the Guys. It's been a while, so this way we can also obviously push everybody to get the questions in. We had a bunch of questions which we never got to previously. And obviously, while we were off the air, we didn't get really any questions. But now we're going to ask you guys and request that you guys send those questions back into us so we can start delivering these to you. I know a lot of people, you know, give us some feedback on how much they love that feature. So, you know, in order for us to be able to provide that for you, it's important that you provide us with those questions. But yeah, let's start it off with the first question we have here. Here we go.
Hi, my name is John Bickford. I come out of New Hampshire, new to real estate photography, and I'm wondering what the difference is between an Arsenal and a Camranger, and also if there's a device out there similar to the Camranger or Arsenal that also triggers your flash.
Well, thank you for your question, and I'm not sure what animal is in his car, but it sounds like
he's got a lion going on.
There's something. In,
perfect question, though. Great question. Yeah.
So thanks for that. And, you know, Rich, I know you and I both use the Camranger, both old and new. And, I know what the Arsenal is, and I wasn't so familiar with it. So I actually did a little research before we started talking just so I could see some of the features of it and be able to compare fairly, Camranger versus the Arsenal. But nevertheless, I know you use Camranger 1 and now you're on 2. So what are your overall thoughts on the Camranger?
Well, I want to thank you for the question. It's really pertinent because I've been testing and dealing with the Camranger 2, and I just got to throw this out. I am absolutely not sponsored by Camranger, so anything I say is my own feelings. I got to say, I cannot talk about the Arsenal because that's one of the few that I have not used. I've tried, what was that, what was the one for Tether Tools? What was that?
The Case Air.
Right. Case Air. Tried the Case Air. I tried using Sony has built-in Wi-Fi, and I tried using a bunch of different apps with it. DSLR dashboard, I tried using, and I also bought a CamFi, which turned out to be a huge return immediately. It was not a good experience.
Really?
But I want to say, what's that?
I said, really?
Yeah, I'm yeah. No, you didn't know I tried that?
I know. I knew you tried it. I didn't realize that it was such a bad experience.
It was an extremely bad experience. So I got it back right away. But I want to say that the choice is really now for me. There is the Sony app for me. And before, CamRanger did not work with Sony. So that really wasn't a choice there. It was always Nikon and Canon. And then once CamRanger 2 came out, finally came out, and I know we were all waiting and waiting for it, I jumped on that and got one of those. And the main thing I loved about CamRanger always was the app. It wasn't even so much the hardware. It was the application and how it interacted, how it worked, the features it offered me. And it was always a choice. But I got the CamRanger 2 about a month ago, maybe a little bit more than a month ago. And if you want, you can find it on my YouTube channel. I've got a, maybe we'll put a link into it. I did a pre-review of the CamRanger 2 right when I first got it before I really tested it. And I find that I've now figured out, and the biggest problem I had was it turned out to be a bad cable and it caused me constant disconnect connecting from my camera. So it was an issue and it really, really bummed me out. But once I realized it was the cable, it has been working spot on and rock solid. There are a few little idiosyncrasies with Sony that I'm not crazy about. And please understand, the CamRanger is working with Nikon, Canon, Fuji, and Sony. Each of those cameras have their own unique idiosyncrasies. And so I will give props and credit to CamRanger. They're not responsible for offering the same things for each level for Nikon and Sony, and it just isn't going to be there. So, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt and look at the overall. The main thing it's giving me is complete connection. I'm getting a solid connection the whole time I'm connected. But that was the problem with Sony. I was getting lag time. I was getting disconnects. It was hard to connect. It's just, and that was really not even a Play Memories app issue. It was really a Sony internal Wi-Fi issue. And I did get a Wi-Fi extender, which the information's out there on the internet, but I got the Wi-Fi extender. It really helped. So I'm now still between some of the things Sony does I like better than what CamRanger does, but I am going to totally really give CamRanger an opportunity. Do we want to cut this? I got a phone in the background.
Nah, just keep it going. Why not? Little phone. Never heard of
anything. Okay. So yeah, it's really a Sony issue. The internal Wi-Fi can have issues with lag, with disconnect, with other Wi-Fi if you're shooting in an apartment complex and such. But to cut right to the chase, the CamRanger is giving me good rock solid connections. So I think I'm going to be able to deal with these shortcomings. But I want to say to everybody out there, if you are going to the CamRanger 2, I want you to please read the info, read the manual, read the instructions, go step by step, because especially for Sony, you got to set your camera up step by step to make sure it's working. And I can't go into that now. Now, the arsenal, I really haven't found any information on myself firsthand, and I haven't tried it, so I can't say. But I just want to say that in regards to your question as far as connecting and triggering your lights, I think, Brian, it's pretty self, it's the same in every genre and every camera, every connection type of tethering tool, that it isn't the camera, it isn't the CamRanger that triggers your lights. It is the trigger that triggers your lights.
Correct. Well, the shutter going off is what triggers the trigger, the transmitter. Right. And obviously when the transmitter goes off, it sends a signal to your light. So in a roundabout way, whatever you're using to tether is triggering everything. But as long as you have a transmitter plugged into your hot shoe, I was about to say PC cable, like from the old days, but as long as you have a transmitter plugged into your hot shoe, whenever you take a shot, whether you're shooting using the actual shutter or you're shooting with some sort of tethering device, it should trigger your flash. Yeah.
Now I know that Godox has an app for your phone and probably for your iPad. But my thing, so you could adjust your settings, but then you're going to have to share a screen with the tethering device and the Godox app. So it always seemed a little silly to me. And if you really want to be able to control your Godox or Flashpoint lights remotely, all you have to do is use a second trigger and adjust that. So
cool. I didn't even know they had that app. So
yeah, they do. But I really can't imagine it working, being beneficial in my, yeah. So what is your experience? Have you been had time to use your Cam Ranger?
I have, and I also did some research on Arsenal, and I kind of jotted down the differences so we're able to compare the two.
This episode of Shooting Spaces is brought to you by HD Photo Hub. With modern marketing tools for your clients and a powerful back office to help you stay organized and efficient, HD Photo Hub is the secret weapon of successful real estate photographers everywhere. When you register with promo code Shooting Spaces, you'll get a free total marketing kit for your first property. Check them out at hdphotohub.com. HD Photo Hub, where great photos become powerful marketing. That's hdphotohub.com.
All right, thanks. So we are back, and this is what I found between the Arsenal and the Cam Ranger. And also, let me preface this with, I had no issues with the Cam Ranger 1 whatsoever, and I know there was a lot of disconnectivity issues that people were saying. I actually never experienced that, knock on wood. So I was actually very torn about upgrading to the new Cam Ranger 2 because I was using Canon and it's not an issue for me. The thing that put me over the edge was the internal SD card. And as you know, Rich, I switched to mirrorless. I switched to mirrorless, what, like 2-3 months now? And my mirrorless, well, I don't know why you're laughing.
No, I'm just going one card slot.
One card, exactly. So I switched to the Canon EOS R about 3-4 months ago with one card slot. And for a lot of my bigger architectural shoots, it's not the biggest deal because I'm usually shooting to a laptop and I have a hard drive and my images are stored there backed up. But for real estate shoots, it was a little, I mean, not that I ever had any trouble with it. And, you know, going back 10 years ago, we all shot with one card slot. But nevertheless, there was always that uncomfortable feeling going on a shoot knowing that I was only using one card slot. So once they announced the SD card slot, I emailed Dave from Cam Ranger and I said, this is my dilemma. This is what I want to do. I want to be able to duplicate my raw files to my internal SD card slot in the Cam Ranger, but be able to show up quickly on the iPad, because when I'm shooting a, you know, whatever it is, a 32 or 40 megabyte file raw, it shows up big on my, it takes time to show up on the iPad. So he told me there's this new quick raw preview option, which you have to enable. And it basically takes, I guess, the JPEG thumbnail of that raw file and brings that over. And it simultaneously sends that raw file to the internal SD card slot in the Cam Ranger 2. So once I set everything up the way it's supposed to be, it now works perfectly. And I have no issues. And I know everything is backed up to a secondary card slot. So that's the primary reason I upgraded it, just for that peace of mind. So, but other than that, I've had no trouble. It took a little while to get going, as you had with the Cam Ranger 2 when I first got it, but now things are smooth sailing. I do find a couple little bugs here and there with the app, more like design interface bugs, not like something not working properly, but I think once a new version is released, it should be good. And I know there was also an issue with the version of the app not working with the newest iPad update.
That's a big deal, but in general, a lot of things are not working with the new iPad, the new update. What is the update? iOS 13.1.2
or something. Yeah. But Dave actually put out on, I think, Facebook or somewhere that there's a beta version of the app that does work. And I actually downloaded it and I put it in and it does work. So if you are having that issue where you can't get your new Cam Ranger 2 software to work with the new iOS update then, or the new iPad OS update, then just find that beta version on their website and you can download it that way.
And the thing is, and again, I'm just gotta give a little bit of leeway to CamRanger. They're dealing with the camera companies and it is very difficult for them. Each Canon, Nikon, Sony, and Fuji are all different entities and they don't all play together. It's not like a camera, they're all four of the same camera. So really it's a big deal. And they are having also trouble with, I guess, Apple, the App Store. It's very it's very hard to get an approval and an update of an update. I guess they're just backlogged. So, you know, it's tough going. But I've let Dave know at CamRanger that there are definitely some issues, and I would love him to be more proactive in trying to get the information out there, how to make your experience better so you're not pissed off at CamRanger. But the bottom line is, and we'll put it in the show notes, I've got a informational link where you can get information for each of the Canon, Nikon, Sony, and Fuji. You can go through that. And at least with Sony, you've got to make sure you set it up step by step. You've got to turn control your camera with your iPhone. You got to turn that off. Certain things have to be on, certain things have to be off. So just really please understand, it's not just a turnkey thing. You got to do your time in there and you got to make it work right. But I also wanted to say that I'm not trying to say to our ask the questions guy, what was his name again?
John.
John, I apologize. I don't want to make it sound like I'm only going to say that the only option is CamRanger. I think, though, that there are other things out there. But for me, it was either CamRanger or the Sony Play Memories app. And it really is completely to go with CamRanger because of the connection. It is a more stable connection. And that was the most frustrating thing, where I would just, you know, I'd get disconnect. And it just gets really old after a while.
Well, so I found a couple more features that might even convince you more to go with CamRanger. I mean, in general, as far as the typical functionality, as far as controlling your camera, ISO, shutter speed, aperture, they both seem to have that, no problem. So I'm not going to get into that. One of the other distinct advantages to the CamRanger is the ability to use your phone, an iPad, or a desktop. So that's a big plus. The arsenal, it seems, only allows for smartphones, not even iPad access yet at this time.
I'm not 100% sure that the Sony works with the PC, or I mean a PC or a Mac, the desktop. The CamRanger one did. I have not tested that out, so I can't say that.
Yeah, I haven't tested out the CamRanger 2 on a desktop, although I did install the CamRanger 2 software on my desktop. But as you said, I have used the one frequently, so it works well for sure. The other thing, I couldn't find any information on Arsenal about being able to do auto brackets. So, you know, for those that do it, I know there are a lot of people that do it. I occasionally, you know, if I'm shooting, occasionally I'll just do a bracket of a shot just to have a bracket as a backup. And it's good to be able, using CamRanger calls it the HDR setting, but it's essentially just bracketing. You can, you know, tell it the starting value, how many stops apart, and how many images you want to take, and it just does the whole thing.
No, Sony. No bracketing with Sony. That is something that is a big deal to people. Personally, I normally just do manual bracketing for what I need, and that's what I've done for years. But as far as I understand, there is no auto bracketing for Sony with the CamRanger 2. So if you want to do HDR and just push a button and get a bracket of 8, 5, 8, 9 shots, I don't think it's happening, and I could be wrong, but I don't think Sony's offering it doesn't offer bracketing. So,
And the last thing I noticed, and I never did a test with the CamRanger to know for sure their range, and you might have, but apparently the Arsenal goes up to 100-foot range. Now, I think the CamRanger is significantly longer than that, although I could be wrong. I've never done a test, and it's hard to tell, because 100-foot range in a football field, or 100-foot range, you know, in a house with concrete walls. So that being said, there's no way to really do an accurate test of that, but I'm not sure if Cameringer has less or more. If somebody knows, I would love some feedback on if Cameringer is significantly more or less for that matter. But that's something that did stand out to me with the Arsenal.
Well, it just so happens I've done some tests, and I will say with my Sony A7 III, it is more than 100 feet. I don't know, and you're 100% right. It depends on variables. It depends on what's in between. It depends on probably if there's other Wi-Fi traffic. One thing I will say about the Cameringer, it has two channels. It has 2.8 and 5. And so the 5, I assume it's gigahertz. The 5 gigahertz is for less distance, faster transmission speeds. But the great thing is if like when you're shooting tethered in, and this is with everything, it is really bad with Sony. If you're shooting in an apartment complex where there's a lot of Wi-Fi traffic, and you can just look on your 2.4 and 5. Yeah. And I thought it would be 5.8 gigahertz, but it's 5. Anyway, if you're shooting with a lot of Wi-Fi traffic in an apartment complex or a nursing home or whatever, it can really, really affect your connection. It's a really bad deal with Sony especially. But this gives you the ability to switch between two frequencies. So if you have problems with one, link up with the other. I've been using 5.5, and it has been working really well. And I will say that it is much, much better than the Play Memories app out of the box, no question. But it is really actually pretty good, and I've gone down the street, and I really haven't had very little lag time up to maybe 200 feet. It might be even 300 feet. Wow. So it's been good, and I'm very satisfied with that, more than I'll ever need. So I'm cool with that.
All right. So, you know, it looks like, you know, you and I are both in agreement that the Cameringer is the way to go over any of the other ones. And, you know, it is a little more costly than the other options, but you pay for what you get. You know, if you're going to go with a cheaper option, you might run into some of these issues. This has the most options, it seems like, especially for us one card slot camera users.
No, that's a great thing. I mean, what did we do forever without two card slots? And I unfortunately...
What did I do for the last 3 months?
I still don't use my second card slot a lot of the time. I just, it's just habit. But the biggest problem with the Cameringer has been how to mount it. And I do know the Arsenal is meant to slip in your hot shoe. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it has a hot shoe adapter on it. The only problem is I've got my hot shoe filled up with my trigger. So Correct. You got to figure something out. So, and again, if you have any trouble and you're using any tethering device with cables, try and replace your cable before you complain. Because I've always said, for years I've said to people that are having trouble with their Cameringer, check your cables. The only problem was when I was having trouble, I didn't check my cables. So I got to listen to myself. But really, that was the only problem I had. It was a major problem and caused me major pain. I got home though, and I ended up switching cables, and it works great. It's rock solid. So yeah.
All right, cool. So thank you, John, for your question. Definitely a great question, especially, you know, it's almost a good thing that we didn't answer this a couple months ago because the Cameringer 2 was not out yet. And now we're able to offer more insight into the new Cameringer. But thanks for your question, John, out of New Hampshire. This was a little while ago you asked us. I don't know if you bought something yet or not, but hopefully this gave you some insight as to the Cameringer, which we both use, versus the Arsenal, versus the Sony Play Memories app. So,
well, I want to also put in a little plug. I did a pre on my YouTube, Rich Baum Tips and Tricks for Real Estate Photography YouTube channel. I did a pre-review and just unboxing, taking it out and saying what I thought about it. And now I've had about a month to use it. I'm coming out with another video, and we'll put the link into the show notes when I do produce that video within the next week. So there is some information out there. It's unbelievable. I am the first and only review so far in a month. Everything else, what is with that? Everything else gets a dozen people are releasing videos the first day, two dozen people. So I'm really excited about being able to do some good reviews on that. But I just want to tell people also, shooting tethered can change your workflow, but change your life. Now, a lot of people don't like it because it may take longer for you. But once you, I think I could speak for Brian too. Once you shoot tethered, you understand and appreciate what it brings for you, the positives, it is priceless. And I don't know about you, Brian, but I almost can't shoot anymore untethered.
Yeah, I mean, when possible, I even shoot with my laptop because I just want the even bigger screen there. So obviously it's not conducive on a real estate shoot when you're running in and out and trying to make it out of the house in an hour and a half or so. But
an iPad is wireless iPad is just perfect.
For sure, especially for the real estate stuff. So,
okay.
All right, awesome, cool. Thank you, John. Rich, as always, it's been a pleasure. Good to be back.
Yep. And we got some really exciting things coming up. It's obviously the PFRE conference in Las Vegas, November 20th and 21st. If you see us there, please say hi. We'll be doing some interviews and running around just having a ball. And also we've got our Ask the Guys, as we had mentioned. Please send us questions. We really like these features and everybody gets something really great out of. Yeah.
Exactly. Just go to our website, and I think on the homepage is a little widget, or go to the Ask the Guys page on the navigation, and you can record using your phone, your computer, whatever you want to do. You can just send it over to us. Even if you want to just record something in your voice memos app on your phone and email it to us, by all means, just send it that way.
Also, if you use the Arsenal and you really like it, and you can tell us why you like it, especially if you've compared it to other things, like Campfy or like the it's just internal programs or DSLR dashboards. Please send us a message and let us know, and we'll do a little follow up blurb on this podcast.
All right, cool. Till next time, Rich.
Yes, we want you to all. God, I haven't done this in 3 months. I remember I don't know if I can remember. And we want you to all have a great day and go out there and shoot some spaces. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by iGUIDE. iGUIDE makes it easy for you to quickly capture laser accurate room measurements and square footage calculations, immersive 3D tours, detailed floor plans, and offer a complete listing solution to real estate agents and brokers. With iGUIDE, you stand out from your competition. Get your first three standard iGUIDE tours free by adding shooting spaces in the referral section at purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.